I remember shortly after Curtis and I were excommunicated, we thought, you know, after you excommunicate, you're not allowed to have the sacrament anymore. So we thought, well, let's just have our own sacrament. So we got together with a couple of friends, and I think there was about six of us, and we partook of the sacrament just like we did in church. And that was the first time in my life I actually felt something from the sacrament. I tell you, the very first time I took sacrament, I still remember I was about 4 years old. My mother didn't go to church very often. My dad was a notorious drinker, but she figured she needed to take me to church. I was about four, first time I ever attended. And they brought the bread around, and my mom took some and passed it on and said, "Hey, I want some bread." And so, okay, so they brought the thing back, and I grabbed all the bread off the plate and started eating. And my mom was so embarrassed. He says, and then he didn't have any to deliver to anybody else. So he had to go get another deacon and get some more bread, bring it out. And then they come with the water in little cups, you know. And I was grabbing for that. My mom wouldn't even let me touch it. But yeah, I thought it was to eat. I was hungry, man. So that was my first introduction to the sacrament. I still remember how embarrassed my mom was.
I remember being grossed out. You know, this is going to represent the body of Christ, and I'm going to eat it?
Yeah.
Why? We don't eat each other. It doesn't make any sense.
Well,
nowhere.
You know, ritual cannibalism is not the same thing as habitual cannibalism.
See, that's energy flowing thought. The ceremony of partaking of the blood and the body of Christ makes your mind think, I'm taking Christ in me. I have now have Christ in me. And that's the message that's supposed to convey to your innermost being. And so that's part of the ceremony. It can have a powerful effect if you're paying attention. Now, when I was in church, everybody took it so mindlessly that, you know, they probably were thinking about what they were going to have for dinner as they were eating it, you know. And like I say, the first time I really noticed the effect was after I was kicked out. Now, let's get back on the subject of new... See how much time we got. What time do we have to quit? 5:15. Okay. We'll go on. We got a while before we take a break then. Okay. Let's create some new ceremonies. Is there anyone here that needs healed of anything?
What?
Anybody got anything wrong with them? You do? Okay. Let's just create a new ceremony. You should be.
I thought
but
we were
don't
sacrificing
know, it's
a
homeopathic dose of DMT.
Okay, come sit over here.
That should be
comfortable. Okay. Is this water? Or is this something else?
Counterfeit water?
Open up.
Oh.
What is it? Is it? Or is it something else?
It's water.
Is it all water, just water? Or is water sometimes
less water.
More than water?
It less water. Charged water. They have charged water.
Just water. Had all the elements taken out of it. And it was replaced with Toledo minerals. 86 minerals. It's taken from an ancient bed that's of ancient plants that were buried 86 million years ago.
86 million?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
oil.
A plant.
No, it's 40 years ago. Anyway, there's about 80 to 90 minerals in this water. 80 to 90 minerals. Plus, the water has been in the sun for 4 days. 4 days in the sun, and so the sun strikes us, it kills all the harmful bacteria, and then it aligns. Have you seen Dr. Moda's pictures of the water?
Yeah.
Now, when he does distilled water, it's kind of dead. But when you got, you know, almost every mineral that's on the planet in here, and then the sun strikes it, it puts them in a unique molecular order.
And that's 86 million years old.
Well, actually, it's 86 mineral. I was saying that's where about 86, but
well,
I think it is close to like 81 million.
It could be older, actually.
You're talking about minerals?
Red mineral, salt, all those places.
Minerals.
This deposits.
Okay.
It's derived from plants. Ancient plants have died, and they create these beds that they've mined out now. And in these beds of these ancient plants are these minerals. Now, the difference between colloidal minerals and regular minerals, like the reason I take the minerals out of regular water is if you look at them under like electron microscope, the minerals in regular water are like rocks about this big. But then plants, what they'll do is they'll take the minerals and they'll break them down into smaller particles so they can assimilate them. And they're called colloidal minerals, and instead of being like this big, they'll be like that big. And the tiny particles are much more absorbed into the body. So that's why I take out the big rocky minerals, and I put in the colloidal minerals. And the colloidal minerals are more living, and so then when they're struck by the sun, it puts them in, I would guess, beautiful geometrical sequences. And so, is this water or is this more than water? Now, we can create a ceremony around this because I'm explaining how ceremony works. It takes some of the mystery out of it, but when you understand it, the ceremony can still have its original power. First of all, it kind of takes the power away a little bit, but then it will put it back in again once you understand how you really dealing with focused energy.
Especially in modern times, if you throw a little quantum mechanics in there, now you get more people to leave it.
Right. And that's why a placebo has effect, even though placebo is nothing, really. It should have no effect, but it focuses the energy. And if you can focus the energy, then you will produce an effect. The placebo didn't produce the effect, but the expectation. Now, what kind of ceremony could we create around this special water? We could say, well, this is special water. It's not regular water. It's special water with these special minerals in and the special effect of the sun, which is life-giving energy, and the sun is the greatest source of energy in this solar system. So this is not regular water. This is special water. Like Blaine's selling some stuff over there. He says this special stuff going to make us lose weight. Maybe it's just because he's telling us that. Maybe he just filled those up with water.
Well, indeed, which all homeopathic concentrations are, because it's like one drop in a million. I mean, maximum. So,
believe me, Blaine's on this guy. He wouldn't do that. Okay.
Somebody's got to buy that cheap
one. Well, look who the cat girl again. Really, the cat girl.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Guys,
a full house. Cool. But they want you in the middle.
Well, where can we put the guy?
You're just in front of me.
Grab a chair.
We make room for you somewhere.
Grab a chair over there.
This is Lorraine's chair there.
Okay. You can't have my chair further over here.
Uh-oh. I'll squeeze in over here.
Okay, let's say we are in charge of making the ceremonies for the new age. What kind of ceremony are we going to make with this special water? Any ideas?
Invocation.
We like Om?
We like Om.
Okay.
How about blessing it?
Baptism.
Okay.
How do you baptize water?